Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loyal love endures forever. Who can fully declare the mighty acts of the Lord, or publish all his praise? Blessed are those who promote justice, and who do what is right at all times. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you rescue them, so that I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may give glory with the rest of your inheritance. We have sinned along with our forefathers. We have done wrong. We have behaved wickedly. Our forefathers did not understand your wonders in Egypt. They did not remember the greatness of your loyal love, but rebelled at the sea, at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, so that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea, and it was dried up. He led them through the depths as through a desert. He saved them from the hand of the one who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them was left. Then they believed his words. They sang his praise. Soon they forgot his works. They refused to wait for his advice. But in the wilderness their appetite was insatiable, and tested God in the desert. He gave them what they requested, but sent a plague among them. They were jealous of Moses in the camp, and Aaron the holy priest of the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the coterie of Abiram. A fire ignited from their faction. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf at Horeb, and worshipped a cast metal image. They traded their glorious God for the image of a bull that eats grass. They forgot God their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous things in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds by the Red Sea. Therefore he threatened to destroy them. Had not Moses his chosen stood up before him in the gap to turn back his wrath from destroying them? Yes, they despised the pleasant land. They refused to believe his promise, but complained in their tents and refused to listen to the voice of the Lord. Therefore he swore to them that he would destroy them in the desert, that he would exile their descendants among the nations and scatter them among the lands. They also joined in the worship of Baal Peor and ate the sacrifices offered to the dead. So they provoked him to anger by their actions. The plague broke out on them. Then Phinehas stood up and executed judgment, and the plague was stopped. So it was reckoned to him for righteousness to all generations forever. They angered him also at the waters of Meribah, so that even Moses suffered the consequences for their sakes. Because they embittered his spirit, he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations, as the Lord had commanded them, but mingled with the nations and learned their ways. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. Yes, they even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. They shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled by their actions, and prostituted themselves by their practices. Therefore the wrath of the Lord was kindled against his people, and he abhorred the people of his inheritance. He handed them over to the nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and brought them into subjection under their hand. Many times he delivered them, but they were rebellious in their counsel, and brought low by their sin. Nevertheless he saw their distress, and heard their cry. He remembered his covenant with them, and relented according to the greatness of his loyal love. He caused them to be pitied by all those who had taken them captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and regather us from among the nations, to give thanks to your holy name, and to glory in your praise. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 106.